listening to the Key of Awesome Music podcast, brought to you by me, Jim Gavin. Key of Awesome Music was established back in 2011 as a way to further protect and promote the music that I wrote as a solo artist, as well as some of the other bands that I was in the past. And that has since grown into representing 10 artists' music that have either gone under the radar or have not been noticed for one reason or another, and are just awesome, awesome musicians and storytellers through song. In the late winter and early spring of 2018, Key of Awesome Music was given the opportunity to further expand its horizons as well as further impact people in a positive way using music as a tool to do so. From one-on-one sessions on guitar, piano, bass, ukulele, percussion, and vocals, to group sessions at developmental and physically disabled day programs, to interactive live performances at nursing homes and assisted living facilities, we are fortunate and blessed to be able to provide a mission-based music service for people in a time of need. Right now, we are reaching out to drug and alcohol counseling centers, prisons, at-risk youth, homeless shelters, soup kitchens, mental health organizations, and anywhere else we can think of where coming in to do a music program would best serve and support the individuals that you serve and support. If this sounds like something you are interested in, please feel free to reach out to us at jim.gavin@gmail.com. That is jim.gaven@gmail.com. Also, you can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. That's facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. We also have a Patreon page set up so that we can go into some of these places and not affect their bottom line. If you are looking to donate to a worthy cause or something a little different outside of the box and you're having trouble doing so, this would be a great opportunity to give back to the community and using music as a means to help people. Feel free to go to www.patreon.com/JimGavin. That's patreon.com/JimGaven. Thank you for all of the love and support. Trust me, it is greatly appreciated. From the bottom of my heart, thank you, thank you, thank you. This is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music, improving the quality of life through music.
Sang from the chimney, ornaments hang from the tree, mistletoe hangs from the ceiling. If you catch my drift, you'll get the feeling. It's Christmas, yeah, Christmas. It only comes one day a year, but it fills our hearts with joy and cheer. Hanging wreaths on every door, anticipating a baby boy. It's Christmas, yeah, Christmas. Can't explain it or describe it. Can't continue to give this heaven sense. So excited at the shouting, we rejoice, our voices sing. Christmas is alive in you and me. Lights hang from every house, and garland lines this tinseltown. By the fire we say a prayer, and a sense of magic is in the air. It's Christmas, yeah, Christmas. Can't explain it or describe it. Can't contain a gift that's heaven sent. I'm so excited I can shout it. We rejoice, our voices sing. It's of the spiritual. It's like a miracle, believing in what we can't see. Faith can open us, now I'm so in love. The greatest gift we can receive. Can't explain it or describe it. Can't contain a gift that's heaven sent. I'm so excited I can shout it. We rejoice, our voices sing. Can't explain it or describe it. We can't contain a gift that's heaven sent. I'm so excited I can shout it. We rejoice, our voices sing. Christmas is alive in you and me.
Listening to the Key of Awesome Music podcast, brought to you by me, Jim Gavin. Key of Awesome Music was established back in 2011 as a way to further protect and promote the music that I wrote as a solo artist, as well as some of the other bands that I was in the past. And that has since grown into representing 10 artists' music that have either gone under the radar or have not been noticed for one reason or another, and are just awesome, awesome musicians and storytellers through song. In the late winter and early spring of 2018, Key of Awesome Music was given the opportunity to further expand its horizons as well as further impact people in a positive way using music as a tool to do so. From one-on-one sessions on guitar, piano, bass, ukulele, percussion, and vocals, to group sessions at developmental and physically disabled day programs, to interactive live performances at nursing homes and assisted living facilities, we are fortunate and blessed to be able to provide a mission-based music service for people in a time of need. Right now, we are reaching out to drug and alcohol counseling centers, prisons, at-risk youth, homeless shelters, soup kitchens, mental health organizations, and anywhere else we can think of where coming in to do a music program would best serve and support the individuals that you serve and support. If this sounds like something you are interested in, please feel free to reach out to us at jim.gavin@gmail.com. That is jim.gaven@gmail.com. Also, you can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. That's facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. We also have a Patreon page set up so that we can go into some of these places and not affect their bottom line. If you are looking to donate to a worthy cause or something a little different outside of the box and you're having trouble doing so, this would be a great opportunity to give back to the community in using music as a means to help people. Feel free to go to www.patreon.com/JimGavin. That's patreon.com/JimGaven. Thank you for all of the love and support. Trust me, it is greatly appreciated. From the bottom of my heart, thank you, thank you, thank you. This is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music, improving the quality of life through music. Chapter 8, Special Needs Music Correlations in New Jersey. Now that that's settled, I'd like to go off on a tangent for a little bit to talk about some interesting trends and correlations I've noticed in my travels across New Jersey as far as musical tastes go for those within the special needs population. After all, music is a huge part of my life and I love analyzing the impact of music. Now, these aren't totally foolproof, but more often than not, the general consensus from ages 14 to 80 years old in 18 out of the 21 counties prefers Michael Jackson, Elvis Presley, The Beatles, and anything from Disney or Broadway musicals. One could argue that these artists and styles of music are popular amongst the average person, but I intend to shed some light on why it hits home even more to someone with a special need in New Jersey in a very direct, transformative way. This not only benefits the individual immensely, but benefits, dare I say, inspires those who witness it even more. Take, for instance, Michael Jackson. Before becoming the King of Pop, it didn't hurt to be the lead singer of one of the biggest bands of all time, the Jackson 5. Being thrown into the limelight at such a young age must have been an adjustment, but it only gave him more time to master his craft of singing and dancing. Fast forward a few years,
and add in the flashy outfits as well as super catchy melodies and rhythmic beats, and you have an unstoppable force. Music videos were really coming into their own when he was at the peak of his solo career, so putting a visual aid to his sound had to be quite appealing for the sensory-oriented. Michael was also in several movies, so his image and likeness became synonymous with moving pictures. And how could we forget the infamous Hair on Fire episode, which was forever burned into people's minds? I mean, wow, he is his own pyrotechnic, too. If you take all these variables into consideration, it's easy to see why he first became so famous, and second, how he's impacted so many people in a positive way, especially those with special needs. There was an individual with Down syndrome I used to spend time with who was obsessed with him. Whenever I booked a musician to come in to perform for the entire program, he would go into his locker and take out his white gloves, sunglasses, and red jacket, a replica of the jacket Michael wore in the Thriller video, to show off his moves to everyone. There were some times where he referred to himself as Michael, it wouldn't answer to his given name. He was always the life of the party, but when NJ came on, he turned it up another notch and truly played the part. This is just one example, but compelling to say the least. And then there's Elvis Presley. Like Michael Jackson, Elvis exhibited fun dance moves, a solid mix of upbeat songs and slow ballads, solid singing voice, acted in a slew of movies, and became a household name all the while. His story is even more interesting to me because Elvis never performed outside of the United States. So this means everything he did with music and acting to become a global star was done without leaving the country. This could very well be the first example of how technology helped someone go viral, and this all happened way before the internet existed. Like the Beatles below, he also became popular at a period when the older population of developmentally disabled individuals were young children. It's common knowledge that the human brain decreases its functionality the older one gets unless you habitually engage it using memory techniques to keep it fresh and young. Mind you, this for the quote-unquote normal functioning brain, never mind one which is cognitively delayed in some way. Therefore, a vivid memory of Elvis would be implanted in their minds for the rest of their lives due to the time at which he came on the scene and they were growing up. The Beatles. Like Elvis, the Beatles came onto the scene at a period of time for the older population when they were young, so it's something from their childhood they can revert to when things don't seem to make much sense. Plus, they wrote extremely catchy songs and dabbled in costumes and bright colors during the late 60s and early 70s. In addition to this, they came out with a few movies, in A Hard Day's Night and Yellow Submarine, which made their presence known visually as well. And how could we forget it when the band came back from their existential trip to India? The wardrobe from this part of their career was something out of a Broadway musical, very theatrical in display. For all these reasons, the Beatles have been a major influence on many people's lives, especially those with special needs. A prime example of this influence is every time we host our monthly music night at my previous or current place of employment, at least one Beatles song is either on the set list or is requested the night of by one of our individuals. Once a song of theirs is played, the mood of the room changes. People get up out of their seat, are more inclined to dance and actively participate with percussion instruments, as well as muster up enough courage to want to sing on stage. They have this amazing ability to transform people. In addition to this example, many of the individuals I served in my previous place of employment, as well as my current place of employment, claim a Beatles song as their favorite one of all time, whether it be Twist and Shout, 8 Days a Week, I Wanna Hold Your Hand, Love Me Do, Hey Jude, Let It Be, the list goes on and on. They found their way into their hearts and minds of the special needs population for a lifetime. Last but certainly not least, Disney Broadway musicals. Featuring bright colors, costumes, dance and singing, animation, unlike reality TV, animation are characters and not real human beings, so making eye contact with them is easier and more appealing than making eye contact with a human. Stories with melodies behind them in song. Some individuals with autism have a hard time speaking full sentences, but are able to connect with Disney songs and sing them in their entirety. The positive effect it's had and continues to have on those with special needs doesn't surprise me. An example, one such individual I give voice lessons to fits the notion to the T as they regularly speak fragments of sentences like, go upstairs, want the iPad, but when singing a song like Do Re Mi or Edelweiss from The Sound of Music, will sing the entire song front to back with my acoustic guitar and vocal accompaniment. It is truly amazing to witness because it seems as if the music literally transforms their minds like a switch being turned on all of a sudden. For the most part, Disney Broadway musicals are extremely sensory-oriented. From my experience, Disney songs are more for the younger population, as the pool of people who like this type of music were children or young adults when old classics came out as remastered versions and/or re-released versions in 1991 or 1994 on VHS. Another such individual I currently spend time with has a very hard time looking someone in the eye, but very much looks forward to the piano lesson in the comfort of his own home every week. And guess what kinds of songs this individual prefers? You guessed it, Disney songs as well as Lady Gaga. Both very flashy in wardrobe selection as well as catchiness of tune. A correlation? I think so. As you've noticed by now, I have a strong conviction for music and the positive effects it has had on those I spend time with in the human services field. This conviction comes from very personal experiences with individuals sharing another piece of them with me. This piece, which is hidden deep down inside somewhere, comes out when music is present. In light of these testimonies, one can't ignore the fact that without music, the world would be locked inside itself and not functioning at its optimal level. However, even giving all of the information above, one could argue that most people enjoy Michael Jackson, Elvis Presley, the Beatles, and Disney Broadway songs. After all, they are respectively the King of Pop, the King, the Fab Four, and overall bright, vibrant, extremely audiovisual and sensory friendly. But as far as the reactions I've seen, as well as eagerness to actively participate with vocal and percussion activities in day programs, group homes, and community music nights go, the evidence is too strong to ignore the impact these artists and styles of music have had on the developmentally disabled in New Jersey. If it were up to me, all music programs for those with special needs in the Garden State would include these artists and styles of music as the foundation for teaching music concepts and improving the quality of life through music. Diving headfirst into the human services field by using my gifts of music and compassion has been the best decision I've made to improve not only my quality of life, but everyone I've come in contact with, special need friend or not. In many ways, I've experienced a rejuvenation of the soul by serving others as well as advocating on their behalf. Could you imagine not being able to talk but knowing exactly what you want to say? Not being able to move but wishing you could break out of your chair? Not being able to see but yearning for light and color? That must be so hard. There are millions of people living like this that we sometimes forget how common it is. I, for one, never take life for granted because you don't know when your time will be up. In addition to the above inspiration for music, there was someone at one of the day programs I frequent at work who has been inspiring me as of late. The crazy thing is that he does talk, just very few and far between, as well as softly in nature. I know he is extremely intelligent through his actions and understanding of questions asked. Something happened to him recently that changed his outward expression of his thoughts, and to me, it is a small miracle. He's been learning piano over the past year, namely the lead instrumental part of Don't Stop Believing. He does okay with it, playing all the right notes, just not in real time with the song. Well, one day, I decided to sing the song with him to see what would happen. Totally unexpectedly, he sang the song word for word in its entirety, with light guitar accompaniment and vocal encouragement from me. It was soft, but audible enough to hear he was singing. Every week has been a test of melody and lyric retention, and I couldn't be more pleased with the results. Currently, he sings with a microphone and projects his voice louder than I do when we sing at the same time. It's stories like these that keep me going when I feel like I'm not getting through to anyone. We have to capture and hold on to all of the breakthrough moments in life because they are fleeting. Most things in life are temporary, but if we dedicate ourselves to improving the world by helping those around us, we will make our mark or leave our legacy, therefore making a permanent positive imprint on everyone's minds, bodies, and souls.
Yeah. Make a